I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
When we receive what Jesus did for us on the cross, we are declared not guilty forever. It's a permanent thing. And so we can let go of guilt and instead embrace grace.
Hmm. So this picture that we all seem to have of someone being deserving or not deserving of God's love, it certainly isn't what he had planned for us as believers. What is it that we need to start to believe to be true about God so that we can then believe to be true what he says about us?
I believe just taking hold of God is love and God is grace and God is also holy. We can forget that part because it's a little scary, but the reality of his holiness is what points us to our need for a savior. And having that savior is what frees us from guilt, is what frees us from shame, is what frees us from that condemnation we do deserve without him. And so just knowing God's heart and his character, and most of all, receiving his work, letting him do it for us. You know, really striving is about saying, I'm going to do it for myself. I'm going to make myself good enough. And grace is saying, you know what? I can't do it. I'm going to let Jesus do it for me. And I think that coming to that point, and it's a place that we come to at salvation first, but then again, over and over, every time we realize, I fell down. I made a mistake. I messed up. I need grace. I'm human. And knowing that God is who he is and will do what he says he will do gives us the security to keep coming back to him again and again.
You know, and you just wrote so beautifully about trying to remember that grace that he gives us and bestows on us and without limitation, that there's not a certain number of times where he's like, all right, that's enough. I can't stand it any longer. You can't receive my grace. And if you think about that, it's kind of the same way that we treat our children. I mean, there doesn't come to a point where I say, oh, that's the 14th milk spill. That's it. You're out of the family. So we don't seem to remember that, though. It doesn't come to our mind as easily as maybe it should. How do you try to support people in remembering those promises to be true?
Well, I think, like the example you gave of a parent and a child, I think we do need people in our lives who will be an example of God's grace to us, who will be literally the hands that reach out to us when we have messed up again, who will be the voice in our ear saying, you know what, God still loves you. I think that's why we need the body of Christ, because it can be hard to picture God, who we have not yet seen, giving us mercy again and again. But if we can experience that through each other, then it can become more real. And we can understand how, yes, we are flawed, but we are also deeply loved.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.